Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 37. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 21. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 36. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 14.
Kansas Midwest Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Statewide agencies across the state of Kansas say they could be impacted by some of the new executive orders that were signed by President Donald Trump on Monday earlier this week, including one of them to end affirmative action, along with DEI departments within statewide level agencies. As KSNT News reports, that many of the agencies in the state of Kansas, including the USPS, Veterans Affairs, the Department of Treasury, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the Federal Aviation Commission, and the Environmental Protection Agency are all being affected at the federal level, as Governor Laura Kelly says they are, quote, evaluating the executive orders from the new federal administration and will consider any necessary or appropriate changes or state policy as needed based on our understanding of those executive orders. In other news, Kansans for Conservation say they've officially introduced a new bill at the state legislative level that would direct state funds to conservation efforts within Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hi, Grandma. I'm in trouble and I really need some money.
Of course I'll help. But first, what's the family code word?
Code word?
In 2023, Americans lost $9 billion to fraud. Safeguard your family by establishing a family code word, only known to family members, and verify that code word with the caller before taking any action. Sponsored by the Kansas Bankers Association, Office of the State Bank Commissioner, in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The state of Kansas is set to receive more than $2.6 million in total federal funding when it comes to the state with their efforts to try to address violent crime within Kansas. As WIBW reports, the announcement came from Governor Laura Kelly's office announcing the funding from the Federal Burn State Crisis Intervention Program grant program, with more than $2.6 million being awarded to eight different Kansas state agencies. The governor announced that with that, they will be following new projects that will provide gun safety training programs, mobile technology for law enforcement officers in order to help connect with behavioral health crisis responders, along with other issues. The money will be split up between different communities around the state, including the cities of Parsons, the Marysville Police Department, the Coffeyville Police Department, the City of Wichita Police Department, along with the Kansas Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence, the YWCA of Northeast Kansas, the Unified Government of Wyandotte County, and the Ad Astra Community Innovations Group. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska State Senator John Kavanaugh says that one of the main priorities he's been focused on during the legislative session of this year so far is trying to bring more mental health resources to certain areas of the state of Nebraska.
Fundamentally, the solution is about making sure that everyone who needs mental health care has access to the mental health care that's appropriate to them. By which I mean, if somebody is in a critical situation and they need inpatient treatment, that that's available to them, but that individuals who need outpatient or community-based health care have access to that.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4, where he says that there's not one single solution that will solve the issues in the state, but it will take a lot of individuals coming together, identifying certain gaps in services, and we'll be able to identify many of those solutions in the industry. He goes on to say they are working on numerous different pieces of legislation to see what they can can put into action around the state. Mid-America Network News.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends! After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported in Gage County Sunday near Adams on South 148th and Cherry Road. 22-year-old Preston J. Baer of rural Blue Springs lost control, struck a utility pole, then rolled, ejecting the driver, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Again, the victim, Preston Baer, speed and alcohol were likely contributing factors in the accident. The Atrus firefighters responded Wednesday evening to a call at the Victorian Inn on North 6th Street shortly before 10 p.m., with a reported ceiling fire in a first-floor room. This was quickly extinguished, with smoke and fire damage contained to that single room. Occupants of the hotel were notified by smoke alarms. No injuries reported. A bathroom fan malfunction was the apparent cause. American Legion Post at Greenleaf will host an oratorical contest, a program to promote Americanism in our youth. Open to all students, public, private, and homeschooled 9th through 12th grade. For information and application, contact District Chair Jim Swim at 785-562-8390. Deadline for application is Monday, January 27th. Marshall County Extension will host a 4-H new family meeting next Thursday, January 30th at 6:30 p.m. in the courthouse basement. This informational event is for both new and old Marshall County 4-H families, and all are welcome. For information, contact the Extension office. New family 4-H meeting Thursday, 6:30 at the Marshall County Courthouse basement. Our public affairs guest this weekend is Travis Shaley, a Marysville native and Marysville High graduate. He's officiated high school wrestling the past 30 years and was recognized at the 50th annual Jayhusker tournament in Marysville earlier this month. Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY as Shaley recalls a largely volunteer career as a high school official.
I just want to be clear, that's 30 years of high school officiating. I'm still going to do college, I think, and then assign college and evaluate. But after 30 years of high school, I figured I'd put in my community service, and I just want to spend more time with my grandkids, kids, and wife, and just do more of what I want to do during the wintertime. I really like hunting, fishing, and just having a little more free time, I guess.
Travis Shaley is giving up officiating after 30 years and joins our public affairs program this weekend as he shares how he got involved in the occupation.
I started officiating when I was 14 years old in Marysville. Started doing some fast pitch softball, actually, and then like youth baseball. So I did that off and on throughout high school. And then went to Fort Hays to wrestle on a wrestling scholarship. And only did that for a year, and then got involved with a Fort Hays intramural club there. And there was a group of us that kind of started an officiating club and started officiating all the sports, really, from football to volleyball to basketball to wrestling to baseball, softball, you name it. We officiated and kind of made our way through college doing that, really. But wrestling's probably been the main sport, so I started that in 94.
Area coaches were recently awarded state, regional, and national coach of the year honors for the 2023-24 season through the National Federation of State High Schools Associations, with Frankfort girls basketball coach Brian Eppert receiving the highest honor as the 2023-24 National High School Girls Basketball Coach of the Year. Brian Eppert led the Frankfort girls to their first state basketball championship in school history with a 23-3 record, defeating St. John's Hudson, a one-loss South Gray team, and an undefeated Little River team on their way to the state title last season. Brian commented on what this award means for him to receive.
When you're talking national, you know, that's a big deal, at least for me. That tells you that, you know, you've done something right, and maybe you don't get recognized all the time, but this time maybe somebody realized that the hard work that you put in, finally pays off. You know, it's a great honor to be recognized. Like I said, when you're talking national, you know, it's a big honor for me just when we're talking, you know, within your league or your state. But then when you, you know, when you're speaking national things, you know, that's a big honor. Very grateful and very honored to have that award. It's one of those things that, you know, you kind of can put a feather in your cap type of thing. So, you know, very, very blessed to have that opportunity to receive that, and very thankful for the National Federation Activity Association to give me that award.
Other area coaches honored include recently retired Marysville girls tennis coach Mary Kessinger Wassum, who was honored as the top girls tennis coach in the region, including the state of Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, and Minnesota. Axtell Eagles boys track coach Jason Tynan was also honored as the state coach of the year in boys track. The entire article naming Brian Eppert as the 2023-24 National High School Girls Basketball Coach of the Year can be found online at KNDYRadio.com underneath the sports tab.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, mac and cheese, coleslaw, and peaches. Monday's menu, tuna casserole, cornbread, beets, and blushing pears. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Warming up as we head into the weekend, partly sunny skies into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. And mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Still staying sunny by Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Then mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Some sunshine into Monday as well with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, then mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Staying warmer as we head into Tuesday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and mostly clear skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Still more sunshine and warmer throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Then some snow showers are possible throughout Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Flurries on Thursday, sunny with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late January 40, record high on this date 73, the average low 19, and the record low 5 below. Sunrise this morning 7:40, sunset this evening 5:38. Another chilly start, 13 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 24th of January. KNDY News time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
What makes Tony's Meat Market in Marysville exceptional? It's you, the customer. The highest quality meat selection with prices that won't break the bank. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday and find yourself the perfect cut of beef, pork, or chicken for all your grilling summer needs. Special orders available, a drive-up window for your convenience, and a friend from the first visit. Swing by Tony's Meat Market on Highway 36 in Marysville and come see me, Tony, the meat man, and the rest of the crew and get your grilling party kicked off right.
Extending his own record. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. LeBron James last year surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most All-Star appearances. Last night, LeBron extends his record, named an All-Star for the 21st time. As the starters were announced, LeBron and the Lakers wire-to-wire winners against the Celtics. LA wins by 21, a game they led by as much as 28. Nikola Jokic, also a starter, picks up a fifth straight triple-double last night as the Nuggets beat Sacramento. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 31 points, but Oklahoma City loses to Dallas, 121-115. Warriors beat the Bulls by 25. Golden State's hit 47 threes in their last two games. Clippers hand the Wizards a 12th consecutive loss. Spurs by 30 over the Pacers in France. Bucks top the Heat 125-96. Miami playing without the suspended Jimmy Butler. It's been a distraction, but coach Eric Spoelstra says the message to the team, get over it. At the Australian Open, Novak Djokovic drops the first set of his semifinal. then retires from the match. Some in the crowd not happy. As for Alexander Zverev, who advanced to the final.
Please, guys, don't boo a player when he goes out with injury. I know that everybody paid for tickets and everybody wants to see hopefully a great five-set match and everything, but you got to understand Novak Djokovic is somebody that has given this sport for the past 20 years absolutely everything of his life.
Djokovic was bidding for an 11th championship at the Australian Open. On the women's side, American Madison Keys reaches the final, where she will face top-seeded Aryna Sabalenka. NFL coaching news, Liam Cohen, who said thanks but no thanks to the Jaguars this week and returned to Tampa Bay, now tells the Buccaneers he is leaving to become the coach in Jacksonville. The change of heart coming after the Jags parted ways with their GM. On the ice, Alexander Ovechkin with an empty net goal. He is now within 20 of breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time NHL record.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage? You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Mobil 1 can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP extended life oil filter for only $38.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thursday basketball action. The Marysville boys basketball team took Holton 66-52, advancing to face Hiawatha in final Saturday 11:30 start. Hiawatha trimmed Jackson Heights 47-43. In the winners bracket, St. Mary's over Rock Creek 61-55, and Nemahal Central took Troy 49-30. Marysville girls victorious at Jeff West 48-37 on Thursday. Girls semifinals in the Twin Valley Lake basketball tournament. Axtell defeated Lynn on the bottom of the bracket 56-46, and Clifton Clyde took Blue Valley. In the winners bracket, Centralia over Donovan West 62-34. Hanover girls beat Valley Heights 67-54. Boys take center stage with semifinals on Friday. Bottom of the bracket at 4:30, Valley Heights meets Onega. At 6, Donovan West versus Blue Valley. At 7:30, Lynn meets Frankfort. In our broadcast feature, tonight at 6, Hanover boys face Clifton Clyde. At 7:30, Axtell plays Centralia. Games live on KNDY FM 95.5. Abilene Wrestling team beat Marysville 60-18 in boys action. Wilson and Rose with wins. An open for Hirschlag. Losses for Busman, Waters, Height, Wetter, Faith, and Bush. Abilene girls win over Marysville 42-23. Wins for Hubbard, Throm, and Johnson. Seville had an open slot. Losses for Shoemaker, Brashears, Hidalgo, and Martin. Marysville wrestlers in the Beloit Invitational Friday and Saturday.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. President Trump's demand that central banks reduce interest rates and that OPEC lower oil prices drove a rally in stocks Thursday. The Dow closed 408 points higher at 44,565. The NASDAQ had a 0.2%. The S&P finished at a record high. Outgoing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that if President Trump moves forward with his proposed 25% tariffs, Canada would respond with its own against the U.S. Trudeau warns of higher prices for oil, uranium, and steel. Your morning omelet is going to cost you more, a lot more. Expana, a firm that tracks grocery prices, says stores and restaurants are paying a record $7 for a dozen eggs, up from $2.25 last fall. Avian flu has forced farmers to kill millions of laying hens. Shares in Burberry jumped by as much as 16% overnight after the British fashion house reported that comparable sales were down 4% last quarter. Analysts were expecting a 12% drop. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for the latest Larry Steckline report.
Well, folks, USDA came out with another report. They lowered the corn yield by 3.8 bushels. 179.3 now. Production, 275 million bushels. The agency cut ending stocks nearly 200 million bushels. Jerry Gahlke, president of the Gahlke Group, says it like it is. He says this report has dropped corn ending stocks more than a billion bushels from their initial estimate back in February, there being USDA. So you say to yourself, wait a minute. If those old boys on the Board of Trade, and they use these figures, that's all they use to get the market to move up and down so they can make some money. During the February Outlook Forum, the agency projected corn carryout for 24-25 at 2.5 billion bushels. Well, folks, it's a whole lot less than that now, 1.54. So if they've been trading that 1.54 billion less during the last six, seven, 8 months, farmers would have a lot more money in their pocket. In fact, Gahlke estimates the cost to U.S. farmers about 50 cents a bushel for corn. In other words, $7.5 billion of potential losses to farmers because of the difference between what USDA says we have left over in February of last year to this year's January. So that's pretty much the facts, friends, about how sorry our system is.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Over the past 20 years, snow geese populations in North America have reached record highs and in turn have been disrupting the ecosystems that surround them. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken explains what snow geese look like and trends in their population.
Snow geese tend to show up in the winter time. They're white geese, and they have like black tips on the end of their wings. They're smaller than Canada geese, but snow geese have seen a huge population growth in the last few decades. And so in the 1950s, 1960s, you know, their populations were really low, and we hunted the heck out of them. We did a lot of agricultural practices that really kind of reduced their numbers. And so their populations were down around 50,000 geese in the entire population. We actually undertook some conservation metrics to help rebound the number of geese that we saw, and we almost did too good of a job at that. So in the early 2000s, we crossed that million bird threshold, so we started to see the populations grow. Now that number is probably closer to 5 or 6 million, to the point that it's detrimental. And so we're seeing some negative effects, especially in the Arctic, where these big populations go. They eat a ton of the vegetation up there, and they're causing a lot of problems in that Arctic region.
He discusses a population reduction method for snow geese.
One of the biggest things that we do is they have a spring conservation order when you can go out in the spring and you can harvest large numbers of snow geese. And so it's after the traditional waterfowl season and hunters can go out. They can do things like take the plugs out of their guns so they can hold more shotgun shells, and they can use electronic calls to try to get birds to come in, and they can, you know, harvest as many of these birds as they possibly can. And so this extended time frame where we have this conservation order where we can harvest large numbers of snow geese really is trying to help cut back that population. And what we've shown is it's having a little bit of effect. It's not doing quite as much as we hoped, but you know, it's an opportunity to extend your hunting season and maybe go out there and harvest quite a few of these birds.
Gerken shares what can be done with this kind of fowl post-harvest.
A wanton waste would be harvesting an animal and then not utilizing it. And so if you're going to go out and harvest a bunch of snow geese, it's important that you use them in some way. A lot of people turn them into jerky, and so you can season them up, you can grind them up, and make a lot of really good tasting jerky, a good way that you can enjoy these snow geese if you do harvest a bunch of them.
That was Kansas State University Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken on the impacts of heightened snow geese numbers. Learn more at www.wildlife.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Winter's end may seem like ages away, but now is not the time to be sitting on your hands. A few thoughts about laying the groundwork for springtime today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 24th, the 24th day of the year. Singer Neil Diamond turns 84, and Elvis Presley recorded Teddy Bear on this date 68 years ago. It may be too late for dreaming about gardens blooming and bees buzzing, but it is wise to remember that some advanced planning for springtime needs to begin in January. An experienced beekeeper we know recommends ordering packaged bees this month. By mid-March, suppliers are typically low on stock. The same goes for flower and vegetable seeds. Depending on your region, the time for indoor seed starting may not be far off. Plus, nothing brightens a dreary January day like sketching out a plan for your springtime garden. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Get more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Hit 7:30 from KNDY, 14 degrees ahead of sunrise. Warm-up trend to more seasonal highs, near 40 today and through the weekend. Should be in the 40s all of next week. Ag Outlook is a look ahead at 2025, both grains and livestock covered. This special program airs Saturday morning, following the news and weather at 8. Again, Ag Outlook, with grains and livestock featured. Tune Saturday morning in the 8 o'clock hour on KNDY.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Golden Harvest tested different hybrids to find out how they responded to rescue nitrogen applications in wet fields. Here's Chad Smith.
Bruce Battles, a technical agronomy manager with Syngenta Seeds, says the weather can have a big impact on soil.
A lot of years right now, we would think about a lack of nitrogen due to potentially heavy rainfalls or leaching of nitrogen to the soil, but this year we've actually probably had more of a problem, more of an issue with getting nitrogen to the plants. Slow mineralization early due to the cooler temperatures and with the dry soils, depending on how growers are placing their nitrogen, getting nitrogen to that developing seedling has been a challenge. But a lot of what we've focused on has probably been more of what we're not seeing this year in our agronomy research program is actually how to handle those more common cold, wet springs.
And this will get your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Marysville boys defeat Holton 66-52 in the semifinals of the Thunder Classic at Pima Hall Central Thursday. Bulldogs jumped to a 10-point first quarter lead, 15-point halftime advantage. Holton fought back as close as 6, took the third quarter 17-10, but Willow taught free throws down the stretch for the double-digit win. He went 14 of 18 in the second half of the line, 17 of 23 on the night, at 26 points to lead all scorers. Brett Wurtenberger was second high. He had 7 trays, 6 of those in the first half, but he hit 6 of 7 before intermission. And Jordan Miller, double figures off the bench, scored 11. Marysville improving to 4-5 on the season. Bodie Dillon has 19 points among 3 Holton stars with double figures. Gordon Fox, 15. Braden Peake, 14. Wildcats fall to 2-8. Marysville, 66. Holton, 52. Hiawatha defeated Jackson Heights earlier in the day, 47-43. Jackson Heights, Holton, 11:30 start Saturday. Marysville meets Hiawatha Saturday at 11:30 as well. 11:05 on KNDY.
Twin
Hudson Valley League girls basketball action wraps up from Frankfort on a Thursday night. Top-seeded Centralia takes four-seeded Donovan West in our first matchup. It was a dominating defensive effort for the Panthers as they allowed double-digit points in three of four quarters, winning the game, running away from Donovan West, 62-34. Owen Dieters led the way for Centralia with 21 points, 15 from Hayden Kramer and 11 from Josie Haverkamp as the Centralia Lady Panthers stay undefeated and move into championship action Saturday with a 62-34 win over Donovan West. In our second broadcast of the night, two-seeded Hanover takes care of six-seeded Valley Heights, 67-54. Mustangs led by two at halftime, but Hanover outscores Valley Heights 19-6 in the third quarter. Hanover was paced by Anna Juneman with 27 points, with nine players scoring in this contest. Valley Heights led by Ava Smith and Mia Vermitten, both in double digits, but it wasn't enough as Hanover moves on to championship action on Saturday with a 67-54 win over Valley Heights. Other Twin Valley League tournament action, Axel picks up a win over Lynn, and Clifton Clyde wins over Blue Valley. Girls action wraps up from Frankfort, and Twin Valley League action for a Thursday night. KNDY will be back Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this is Max Blasky.
Thursday basketball action, the Marysville boys basketball team took Holton 66-52, advancing to face Hiawatha in finals Saturday, 11:30 start. Hiawatha trimmed Jackson Heights 47-43. In the winners' bracket, St. Mary's over Rock Creek 61-55, and Nemahal Central took Troy 49-30. Marysville girls victorious at Jeff West 48-37 on Thursday. Girls semifinals in the Twin Valley Lake basketball tournament. Axtell defeated Lynn on the bottom of the bracket 56-46, and Clifton Clyde took Blue Valley. In the winners' bracket, Centralia over Donovan West 62-34. Hanover girls beat Valley Heights 67-54. Boys take center stage with semifinals on Friday. Bottom of the bracket at 4:30, Valley Heights meets Onega. At 6, Donovan West versus Blue Valley. At 7:30, Lynn meets Frankfort. In our broadcast feature, tonight at 6, Hanover boys face Clifton Clyde. At 7:30, Axtell plays Centralia. Games live on KNDY FM 95.5. Abilene Wrestling team beat Marysville 60-18 in boys action. Wilson and Rose with wins. An open for Hirschlag. Losses for Busman, Waters, Height, Wetter, Faith, and Bush. Abilene girls win over Marysville 42-23. Wins for Hubbard, Throm, and Johnson. Seville had an open slot. Losses for Shoemaker, Brashears, Hidalgo, and Martin. Marysville wrestlers in the Beloit Invitational Friday and Saturday.
KNDY is proud to be your local sports leader. For over 40 years, KNDY has been bringing you the scores, interviews, and live play-by-play action of your favorite teams all season long, year after year. Not just playoff time. Times and technology change, but our dedication to area sports remain the same. KNDY Sports, on air, online, and on our mobile app.